Two big events are happening at once. First, Mars will be a little more than 34.5 million miles away from Earth. That sounds like a lot, but it's actually the closest Mars and Earth have been together in as many as 60,000 years. Also, the Sun and Mars will be in what's called opposition. That means Mars will be in the sky all night while the Sun is set. That only happens once every 16 years. Jim Lattice is an astronomer at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He says people using telescopes should see the most detailed images of the red planet they've ever seen. And he says there'll be plenty of opportunity.
It's not an event like, say, an eclipse where, you know, if you miss it, then it's gone. So there are really several weeks on either side, basically the second half of August and the first half of September, will all be very good times to go out and observe Mars.
Lattice says the convergence will also be a boon to space telescopes like the Hubble. Right now, four spacecraft from Earth are headed toward Mars. Information gathered this month will help scientists predict what conditions the spacecraft will face when they land on Mars in January. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.